G'day listeners, you're back with Benny, Banksy and Boydy, the basketball blokes, dribbling all things Aussie hoops and NBL super coach.
That's right, it is a new era for fantasy basketball for the NBL, and it's a new era for the basketball blokes, having covered the NBL fantasy game for the prior five seasons and having a little bit of success along the way, mind you. Personally, I finished highest of the group last season, making me the reigning top bloke with a 14th place finish.
And although I was first for a lot of that season, Benny, my highest finish was 8th the year prior.
Hold my beer, fellas. I've had a couple of top 10 finishes, remember? So I'm definitely not claiming the title of ordinary bloke.
Yeah, look, I'm not too sure how I claim top bloke status there, given I've got the worst ranking out of the lot of us. But it's probably a good time for me to tell you that we are brought to you today by our Patreon supporters.
Yes, and you can head to patreon.com/basketballblokes if you want access to Banksy's captains from round 3 onwards.
Not just the most loved Banksy's captains, we also send advanced stats in a weekly email throughout the year, but what you need to do is sign up now so you get access to our Patreon leagues and the preseason cheat sheet.
We put copies of the old cheat sheets on the website, which is basketballblokes.com. where we also have our live scoring and our Discord live game chat.
That's it, Benny. And you can sign up to the Discord group by becoming a Patreon, where you can complain to us about how you can't follow along because we have too many player nicknames.
And if you'd like to provide such feedback at a discount, you can sign up for our 12% Big Banger of a discount for subscribing annually. Everyone knows who Banger is, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Thanks for your support. Let's get to the pod.
All things Aussie hoops and NBL fantasy. Three blokes setting out to make super coach history. So many things that we cannot wait to see. When do we get onto the source? Perhaps a twoies or some bubbles? Or is it Miller time to celebrate our players' double-double? Party with bangers and some rock by DJ Mitchell. Is he a lock? The Kings can bring the chips like Jonah Bolden brought the dips. Will we get Ulbricht quick or at least very soon? We think it's Taron Armstrong that is going to the moon. How do we read our next stars? Are you superstitious? Impressive, Johnson Alex. The competition's Rubs the Vicious. Robert said no Franks, so they got Frank Lynn instead. They signed some wily veterans. Do they get over the humps ahead? The finalists have been all action with Vin Diesel and Denzel. Couldn't beat them, so they went cheat them. Who's fast and furious as well? Can't have a pair of Sams, but can they fill Pinder's shoes? And can we pair some Jordans when Crawford's small and Hunter's huge? Will Cummings hit a shot? JLA has hurt his wrist. With no AC, does Kel run hot? And is Huck Porty worth the risk? And Adams is back with his family. Let's usher in a new era of fantasy.
G'day listeners, you're back with Benny, Banksy and Boydy, the basketball blokes, to bring all things Aussie hoops and NBL supercoach. It's time for the New Zealand pre-Brits team preview.
On the move, kicks it back for Abercrombie. Drives it in off the lane and he jams with a right hand on top of Jaren Jackson Jr.
Okay, Boydy, you may as well wrap us up now, I think.
That's it? Yeah, pretty much.
No, we're just kidding, of course. But one reason you may not want to stack your team up is, of course, the schedule.
Failing to plan is planning to fail. It's time for the Schedulizer.
Now, the Breakers have a poor schedule to kick off the season, much like Cairns, but unfortunately with NZ, there isn't a lot of value or bargain basement players we'll be looking at. They've only got 3 games in the first 4 rounds, including that donut in round 3, but they will become a team that we will look at because their schedule picks up from round 5. They have 4 doubles over those following 5 rounds. That includes the single on round 7, which every team has, so therefore they have an equal best schedule between rounds 5 and 9.
What about the end of the season?
And they're also one of those only 2 teams are both on have 2 doubles for the 2 league finals rounds. So
you're telling me it's worth considering these New Zealand Breakers?
It is worth considering. And I think these guys might be the biggest sort of arbitrage price-wise because they don't actually go up in price till their 3rd game, which won't be until round 4. Mm. So yes, you can...
We will get plenty of intel. Yep,
you'll also get to see them versus the NBA team over there before you take a little bit of a punt on them.
So. That's right. But we still will get to see them in the Blitz. So we will talk about that as a part of our pre-Blitz preview. And some big ins: Mango Matthew Yang, Mantas Rubstavicius, Finn Delaney, Zion Cheatham, Parker Jackson Cartwright, and Justinian. If you're listening to the pod, you know that joke. Jessup, and the outs. Look, I'm just going to get the big three here. Barry Brown Jr., Derek Pardon, and Jarrell Brantley. The three big imports. What do you think, Banksy, apart on the ins and outs? Obviously, the three imports last season were fantastic. Have they brought in adequate replacements? We all know that, of course, Mango Mathiang was better than Pardon, according to their social media team anyway. But how do you think they're sitting?
I'm not sold. They're three big losses. They were three very impressive imports last season. So
I think the big thing for them is they kept Will McDowell-White, Beamer, and also brought back Finn Delaney. So they've got arguably got two very good local players,
true,
which is always handy. And it might mean that their imports this season don't necessarily have to be quite as good as the three ended up being last year, which there was some question marks about all three of those at different times of the season. Probably not Pardon. We love Pardon from – well, you love –
do beg your pardon.
Benny loved Pardon from the start. And we pretty much had him all year in and out. But the other two, you know, there was some question marks about both of them early on. And then they came good very much. So – bit of a question mark there. Some position battles. Happy for me to go with those.
Are there any question marks with position battles?
I don't think there is really. The only one you've got is the Parker Jackson Cartwright, PJC, the hyphen, whatever you want to call him.
Bloody New Zealand and their guards. They stack them up every year. Of course they do.
Is a one, is a PG, and so is Will McDowell-White. So will he stay? Will he play a bit of the three? Two, sorry, Will McDowell-White and PJC will take the one responsibility. That's probably the one question mark here, how it all works there with Justinian Jessup there. Is he Liafa, who has been playing some really good ball over in the FIBA World Cup for New Zealand, of course?
Well, that's got to be a battle there, doesn't it?
Yeah, so it's kind of a big bit. It is a bit of a battle. And you got Cam Glidden there sitting there, the old man just, going to be demanding some minutes there as well, especially if they want some defense, I guess, at that guard position. Speaking of old men, Tom Abercrombie, the 46-year-old veteran, is he going to get some minutes behind Zion Cheatham? You think Tom Abercrombie's getting some minutes there, but then you've got a Rob Stavicius as well.
Mm-hmm.
So really, there's some battles all over the place.
Well, and that's with Abercrombie. That was the reason we had that initial clip was because they were over in America last time, and that's where he had that massive dunk. But we'll go to some preseason scoring. And
only the one game, but yep.
Only the one game that was public. They did play the Sydney Kings, where there was a little bit of a write-up there on the Sydney Kings website where they did talk up Parker Jackson Cartwright, the man with the longest name in NBL history's battle with Denzel Valentine. And he is the highest. He did score 38 Supercoach points at 1.52 points per minute, which is elite. Followed up by Zion Cheatham with 23 Supercoach points. And even Mango had 20 super coach points in that game. We were going to get plenty of time to look at these guys, but we did ask who do you want us to talk about the most, and Finn Delaney was that player, and I will be discussing Big Finn. Obviously, just has played at the World Cup. Basketballblokes.com, you can look up Finn Delaney's prior fantasy scoring averages. Now, that's not that well suited to looking up super coach points, but it does still give you some perspective because Finn was based on his prior season score, and that was converted from his poorest season in quite some time. Let me bring that up. There we go. So 25.3 fantasy points. It was the COVID season. New Zealand were going through quite a lot of turmoil. That's 30% down on his prior two seasons from a fantasy point scoring perspective, where he scored 35 and 36 fantasy points per game on average. So massive, massive discount. He's gone over to Europe and put up some pretty solid numbers. At his price, he is potentially one of those trade boost targets. Thinking back-to-back rounds with my trade boosts at the moment, if I can get on the Cairns and get on the breakers at the same time, at that forward position, Finn Delaney is a fantastic candidate with great role clarity at the moment, I think. What do you think about Finn, fellas?
He's 202K, so he's basically a 30% discount on an import price as such. And we're going to get a good look at him before their schedule picks up from round five. So,
yeah, I mean,
good point.
Yeah, the proof will be in the pudding, I guess. Hasn't set the world on fire in FIBA, playing for New Zealand as well, Finn. So I'd want him to come into the NBL, like back in the NBL, play really well those three games that they play, or at least two of them, and then the NBA game maybe as well, and to be having a really good look before you bring him into the side, I think, because he was not... His last season in the NBL wasn't very flattering.
No, it was pretty poor, as discussed.
And who's up next? His minutes will be guaranteed as well, Delaney.
I feel like that is the case.
Pinot and Fotu behind him. I mean, those minutes are going to be pretty locked in.
MVP, Dane Pinot, who our former fantasy MVP, and someone who's won quite a few MVPs, is our next player for discussion, Parker Jackson Cartwright. Banksy.
That's it, Benny. The hyphen PJC, we'll be referring to him from now on, averaged 18 points per game in Turkey last season. Season prior was the 2022 German Basketball Bundesliga MVP. The year prior to that, 2021, the French LNB Pro B MVP. And as you said, Benny, now he's playing alongside MV Pino. 38 Supercoach points last Sunday versus Illawarra from 9 points and 10 boards. Just missed the double-double. But as we already stated, the major flag is not just the schedule, but no McDowell White in that game, no Jessup in that game. Just seems they are guard heavy again. And when you're coming in behind big Willie McDowell White, I don't think the points are going to be there.
Yeah, okay. It's interesting because, as they say, you know, playing the scratch match against Sydney's ripping it up and playing on Valentine.
Yeah,
it's been interesting. But it'll be one to watch because... We saw Brown come off the bench a lot last season, Brown Jr., and still was
instant
an epic
offense.
Yeah, and would a have fantasy been, scorer too. So
would have been better suited to this scoring game as well with the super coach favouring points buckets.
So I think definitely one to watch, PJC. I like it.
Any others to watch, Borde?
Oh, look, I'm going to go with it. I've been sucked in by the mango hype train, I guess. After that New Zealand article they put out saying best defensive five they've ever had.
Massive upgrade on Pardon.
Massive upgrade.
Look out.
Mango.
Has looked better recently. So, obviously, played for the Illawarra Hawks, did average 7, nearly 8 points a game and 5 rebounds. Went over to Israel quickly, played 11 games, averaged a double-double, 11 points and 13, nearly 14 rebounds.
Wow.
So, has been doing a little bit there.
20 super coach in his game that he played against the Hawks.
That's it. And also averages more than a block a game, which is nice as well.
Mm-hmm.
For the new scoring and steals, it was better in Israel as well. I noticed in the one preseason game, I know it's preseason, did have 2 steals and a block in that game as well. So, and the thing is now, he looks like he's the starter at that 5 spot, you would say, with Pinot being the backup. And I know they might play a little bit of small ball with Cheatham and Delaney at the 4 and 5 at times. I think he's guaranteed minutes, and I think maybe he's going to – and his price, what is he, 100?
Well, I was going to say exactly that. For context, he's almost the same price as Huck Porty.
Yep.
He also has the flexibility, though, on top of that, as being available as a forward and a centre. So he could well be one that we could look at once Huck Porty's schedule drops down.
Again, we're going to get a look at him in those games to see what his actual – once everyone's playing, what's his actual minutes and production in those minutes. So
beautiful. And just quietly, I think Cheatham's a top 5 import as well. But we'll just leave that hush.
We'll talk about that once the blitz happens.
Wrap us up, my friend.
Beautiful. As always, we are on X or Twitter, @people_blokes. You can find us on Basketball Blokes on Facebook and www.basketballblokes.com.
G'day there. It's Zach, also known as the Fez, coach of the Fez Monkeys. I got to say, the best part of being a Patreon supporter is the ever so helpful Basketball Blokes community. Whether it be team advice, injury news, or Boydie's gifts, the Discord chat has it covered. Also, quite handy for those pesky last-minute player withdrawals.
Hey guys, Denham Melrose here, coach of OK Then. And my favourite part about being a Patreon with the Basketball Blokes is all the data and stats they send through. It's worth far more than they charge, and it couldn't be more handy.
Hi everybody, my name's Ruby, and I'm the coach of the McVeigh Times. My favourite thing about being a Patreon supporter is the pre-season cheat sheet and knowing that I'm going to get my team off to the best start, and the Discord chat where everyone helps me see sense after I get a little trade wild.
Hey, I'm Watto, and I'm the coach of the Coogee Hornets. If you want to get all the stats, have some great banter with all those like-minded fantasy individuals, make sure you get on board with the Basketball Blokes and become a Patreon.